And welcome to the Flat Racing Guru. It is Friday, 29th of December. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody out there. Well, this is our third podcast on the UAE racing, and we've had a lot of success up to now, and let's keep it going. Although I did think tomorrow's Jebel Ali card was the most difficult I have seen this season. We'll start off with the race one, which is the Arab Purebred race, right? I'm looking for one of the reserves to run. I think if the one of the number 415 reserve runs, that's Itchy D Nakra, number 15 on the card, but it is a reserve. If that runs tomorrow, I think if it gets in the race, I think it could possibly win. I did tip it the other week, if you remember. But basically, none of these horses here go on the, you know, have been tried on. There's very few have been tried at Jebel Ali. Most of them are coming from Al Ain and Qatar purebred races. But I did give the numbers as, right, first of all, get your pens out, because I won't be repeating or doing a review. I don't do that. So you just write down what I say. Obviously, you listen to the preview analyst, then whatever I say at the end of that preview, I would write it down, because you're going to have to go back and listen to it again. So I've got Itchy D Nakra, that's number 15, if he runs. If not, I have 4, 5, 9, and 10. But obviously 15, Itchy D Nakra, is my main choice. And I just basically guessed the other four, because none of them have been tried at this track hardly. It was a very difficult race to predict for the Arab race. Right, we're moving on to race number 2. And this is race number 1 in your racing post, if you're reading the racing post. But it is actually race number 2 on the card. Number 1 is Al Dayet, 74. Good first run. Looks sure to be prepping. Expect improvement. 2 is Al Hajjaj, 74. Question mark. Has run well here. Ordinary runs last 2 races. Number 3, Chief Scribe, 64 best. Here needs more. 4, how do you spell that? Hold on a second. Number 4, Dev Nent. That's a Borsley horse. Poor runs, needs drastic improvement. Number 5, Exceed and Gold, 72 possible with 72 possible with normal improve from his last run. Number 6, Galeb, 100, slow away, but looks to be learning. Hard to beat on projected 90 to 100 RPR, what I've got down. So Galeb is my tip to win. I'll give you the rest in a second. Sikorsky, 87, Jebel Ali, could give Galeb most ado, place chance. 9, Special Cigar, turf bred, watch market. Interesting connections there. Number 10, Dubai West, type to improve, cutting back each way chances. And this is all what I've got wrote down. It's not any other analyst. It's my analyst. So if you copy this, you're breaking copyright, and it's called plagiarizing. So you're not allowed to plagiarize my work. I must add that. Number 11, Panasonic, has back last January 23. Here needs revitalized before betting. So the tip is number 6, Galeb, to win. And I've got in the places for the Exotics, 6 to beat 8, that's Sikorsky, to come second. And then 1, 2, and 10. So that's 6, 8, 1, 2, and 10 for your Exotics. And obviously, if you want to tri-cast, do 6, 8, 1, and 2. Or you do 6, 8, and then combine 1, 2, and 10 on the bottom of your bet. If you want to do a cheaper a version of the bet, the exotics. Put 1 and 2 in your top two, and then put 1, 2, and 10 in your bottom. So 2nd, 3rd. Or 1 and 2 to be 1st and 2nd, and 1, 2, 10 to be 3rd. So that's 2 times 3, that's 6 bets. So you're getting 5 horses and doing 6 bets. But if you do the 5 horses in a forecast, that's 20 bets. If you do them all combined. But I don't think Galeb will maybe not get beat, or Sikorsky will not get out of the first 1, 2. So, you know, you're risking more money putting bets on like that. And the projected prices of Galeb and Sikorsky, it won't be worth doing a 20 bets on that forecast. It'd only be worth it doing 6 bets. So that's 6 and 8 on the top, and 1, 2, and 10 in 3rd place. So that's 2 times 3 is 6 bets. Right, we'll move on to race number 3, which is race number 2 in the Racing Post, but 3 in the on the actual card at Jebel Ali. So this is actually the 11 o'clock race. Number 1, Rusamat, 109, November 18, 2018, Jebel Ali, went wrong at Maidan. Group 3 horse, been off for 1,393 days. I would watch the market because it was quite a smart horse, Rusamat, when last seen a long time ago. I have no idea how he is now, but he's coming back after a long absence. But he was smart before that run in Maidan, and he has run at Jebel Ali before in smart times and smart numbers. Number 2, Andreas Vesalius, 82, Jebel Ali, 7 furlongs, ran well here December the 16th. Number 3, Shyamalan, 86, Jebel Ali, 5 furlongs, seems a stretch. 6 furlong seems a stretch, sorry, a decent 5 furlong horse. Number 4, Molacab, turf bred for good yard, 95 turf, 7 furlongs. Take a look at what's the market sort of thing. 5, Desert Safari, 93, Jebel Ali, 6 furlong, dangerous sort over 6 furlongs. Number 6, Sendid, 94, Jebel Ali, could run well back at 6 furlongs. Number 7, Lake Causeway, 97, Maidan, running well at Maidan. Might not necessarily run well here, I thought. 8, Mojea, 99, all-weather winner, bred for the turf. Go well if taken to the dirt. So, obviously, a lot of these Costa horses that spread for the turf and win on the all-weather are taken to the Jebel Ali track. So, we must really pay attention, because the high RPR is, you know, it means you take attention to these types of horses. Number 9, Needs More. I've just wrote number 9 on the card, so that'll be Asker Asser, Borsley horse. Number 10, Atlantic Sky, 82. Should win a race here this term, maybe place at best in this stronger race. Number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, all trained by Borsley. 11, Miller's House, and 15, Ojad look the most interesting. And you've always got to watch those horses, because they sort of run well at big prices. Right, I've took 8 to beat 6 here. That's Mojaya. That's trying the Jebel Ali track for the first time. But I think he might take to it, looking at the way this trainer gets him to go on the dirt, even with their turf and all-weather winners, turf-bred all-weather winners. 6 to come second, that's Sendid, 95, Jebel Ali. 94, Jebel Ali could run well back at 6 furlongs last time. So he's coming back to 6 furlongs, and he is better at this trip. So I thought 8, 6, 5 would be the danger. That's Desert Safari. He's an each way type, definitely. And 1, Rusamat. And I can't leave him out, because I don't know how fit he is or what's going on, but his absolute rating would win this race. if he was 100% sub, but you just don't know he's coming back after a, what, 1,393 days. That is a long time to be off. But when he was, went wrong at Maidan, his previous races all were hitting 100 and 100 plus numbers. So he's a very dangerous horse to rule out. But I don't know what's going to happen. So keep a close eye on that number one, Rusamat, on the day. Race four is a two-year-old race. What have I got here? Shababi, 6-10 in a good race, 79. Prima Summer, 64-76, ran well here, 4th of November. Muntasir by Gunrunner, Dharma winner. 5-7 in it, it was 5th of 7 in a trial, but could easily show more here. And I've got 2 to win, 3-7-1. 2 to win, 3-7-1. So that's race 4 at Jebel Ali. So that'll be the 11:30. And that's the two-year-olds. So I've got number 2, which is Muntasir by Gunrunner. I mean, I just like the pedigree. He's got an excellent pedigree for the dirt. And the others aren't that up to that much, really. They haven't done much. The ones that run the trials, I'm not really bothered about the trials. I thought Shababi. What else did I think? Number 3, Prima Summer. I thought that could run well. Prima Summer. It was Jebel Ali. Was, you only ran 52 at Jebel Ali on debut. But he was, you know, he chased lead as ridden. He was stuck to the task. He was no match for the front two, but he stuck to the task well. But it just looked like a prep to me, even though he's had a trial as well. But he didn't fare so well in Maidan, but it was a much stronger race at Maidan. He was 8 of 13. But I think that could rating is, I think that rating at Maidan is rather low. But I think the race will be classed a lot higher in a few months. But I do think that Prima Summer could run much better than his actual rating. What it says, yeah, I think that's worth a lot. That race at Maidan was worth a lot more than 50 to be 30 north lengths behind Mendelssohn Bay. That was worth a lot more than 50. 100% is, I would say it's about a 65 run. So that would put him on, what, 79 carrying 9 stone? Which would possibly give him the winner there, unless if this this Gunrunner horse Muntasir is not the good, but by the pedigree, when I had a look at it, it looks a decent pedigree and could be a decent horse, and the trainer here being him Hamash, everybody knows about him, great trainer, So I thought 2-3-7-1, but I would say you could split 2 and 3. Or just it depends what the prices are on Saturday. If they don't fancy Muntasir, they might not fancy it. If the price goes out, then maybe we'll concentrate more on 3 Prima Summer. So I do think them numbers are low to what it should be. On the two races he's had. 2-3-7-1 was my final decision in that race for your exotics. Right, we'll move on to race 5 now. Well, race 5 here, we've got number 1, Franz Strauss, 103 Maidan, smart Maidan performer, cuts back to a mile, but has speed. He's saying he's up with the pace a lot in his races over further. Number 2, down on the bayou, 92 Jebel Ali, I've got him at 108, he's done 108 at Jebel Ali. Needed run latest, has run big figs here over this mile in January 20th, so that's what, nearly 12 months ago now, he had run 108 here over the mile. Number 3, Justice Protocol, 106, Jebel Ali runs well here, drawn 1. Looks tricky for a stalker. He sort of stalks the pace, and if he's going to come out of trap 1, I don't think it's going to do him well. I was just worried about that draw for his style of running, but we'll see. Number 4, Swing Vote, 101 turf winner in France. Tough Ask on Breeden has won on Poly Interest and Classy. So it's a nice sort. We don't know what it's going to do with Jebel Ali, but you can't rule him out. 5, Tenbury Wells, 101 Jebel Ali, won similar race, November 22. 6, DeLorean, one of ours from previous, 101 Jebel Ali, won last two races here, goes for the hat-trick. Could eat more big running. Now, it does take a lot to win two races, but he looks a type in his racing that he could get another third win because he saves a lot of energy in his races. But I've actually went for number 5, Tenbury Wells, to win. 4, Swing Vote for second. 6, DeLorean to grab third. And 1, Franz Strauss for fourth. So I've went 5-4-6-1. Now, quickly on to race 6. Race 6 was quite a difficult race to work out. I went for number 1, which is Gareth. His rating, his figs stand out. I think Gareth will win. Handles Jebel Ali. Recent form puts him on top. That's what I've got him. So I've went 1, Gareth, to win. And I would just do a single there. But if you want to do exotics, go 1-8-6-9. But I can't guarantee those ones in that race. It looked a very, very difficult race. Now, the final race, race 7, number 2. I'll give you the ones I fancied. I'm not going to go through them all. Number 2 is Zayman, 97 Jebel Ali, 9 furlong. Running style suggests another good run in him during this cycle. So he's actually been running well, but it looks like, although I've said to you, these races take a lot out of these horses, his running style, Zayman's running style, suggests he can go in again during this cycle, in his cycle of, you know, the horse is in a peak cycle at the moment, so, you know, he's definitely going to still run well. Number 6, Dubai Carnival, 103 Jebel Ali, 10 furlong, 770-day absence, another one coming back from a long absence, previously improving horse with ability. Number 11, Ghost of Mambo, could be ready to strike, 106. Now, I think he's been prepping his last couple of races, and he is a good horse. Regular here, Jebel Ali, and he can pull off a good win. Maybe I've got him to come second today, but I wouldn't put it past him to win, Ghost of Mambo. I thought he was very dangerous off the days. Just looking at his last two races, it looked like he was prepping. Number 8, Intricacy, Turf Bred, Watch Advice, 103 on turf, obviously top trainer in UK and the UAE now. So we've got to watch him. If he can transfer that form onto the Jebel Ali dirt, he will be very dangerous. But I haven't included him. I do like him as a horse as well in the UK. But I just thought, I'm not sure, you know, but he has got he is a classy sort. There's a lot of classy horses in this race, actually. But I've left him out, number 8. 10, Wessel, 100, Jebel Ali, 9 furlongs. Number 9, Fazil Lacoste, first try at Jebel Ali. Produced a decent run, 103. And I think he could be the winner today. No, that's number 9, Vaz Ilakos. And I've gone for 9-11. So that's put Ghost of Mambo. In fact, you could split your stakes between Vaz Ilakos and Ghost of Mambo, making them both winners. 9-11 to do a little exacta, 9-11. And the bottom two, I've got number 2, Zayman. I think he's going to try and go for the track hat trick and won't be far away, just because of his peak cycling period. And 4th, I've got 10, Wessel, the Costa horse. But, you know, I was thinking, Intricacy, he is one to watch, this number 8, Intricacy, because he is quite a classy type. But I'm not sure if he's going to take to the dirt, if he's been running on it, training on it, what's it been going like. I mean, you know, if he wins a race, I won't be surprised, put it that way. So that's Jebel Ali for 1 week. Did you write everything down? And we'll see you at is it Jebel Ali or Maidan? January the 5th, I think it's Maidan. Oh, no, sorry. We've got a big meeting on Saturday as well. I might come back. We've got the big King's Plate in Kenilworth. I might do that now and then bring another podcast in later for the Kenilworth meeting. I forgot, totally forgot about that. I had it all written down. I was so tired doing this work last night. When I got in doing all this podcast, I totally skipped my mind, but I had it written down. I was looking at it a few days ago. I was looking at the first three or four races, the two-year-old races especially, because we normally hit them races every season. For the past 25 years, we've hit, what was it? We got 11 winners or something on 2 years ago in the Saturday, the King's Plate day. Yeah, we got 11 winners or something, and the other two were seconds. We absolutely went through the card. So it's a good meeting for me. So I'll try and get back to you with that Kenilworth card.